Trump declares economic D-Day, threatens sanctions for dealing with Iran. By John Hayward on August 20, 2026. President Donald Trump declared all-out economic warfare against the Iranian regime in a social media post on Wednesday, comparing his strategy to the D-Day invasion of Normandy in World War II and threatening tremendous economic consequences for any country that does business with Iran. "No one has given the Islamic Republic of Iran a greater opportunity to make a deal than me. Tragically, for them, they have failed to take it," Trump wrote in a Truth Social post on Wednesday evening. "Therefore, today, I am announcing the most crushing economic operation ever taken against any country. This will be economic warfare in isolation on an unprecedented scale," he continued. "Watch, President Trump, I'm the last person to trust Iran. Their navy is gone, their air force is destroyed, their military factories are now rubble. Their currency is worthless, and their country is hanging by a thread," the president said of Iran. "Today, I am also announcing that any country that allows its financial institutions, businesses, airports, or government entities to provide any type of lifeline to Iran will itself face tremendous economic consequences," he wrote. "Oil smuggling, swap lines, cash transfers, exchange houses, ship registries, front companies, it all needs to stop now. You know who you are," Trump wrote ominously. "This will be an economic D-Day, and we need all of our allies to stand with the United States of America to isolate and defeat the Iran threat. These maniacs are on the ropes, and these historic measures will cripple them in their ability to project terror worldwide. Iran will never have a nuclear weapon," he concluded. The Times of Israel, TOI, skeptically noted that Trump has made countless threats of devastating force and economic sanctions against Iran, only to walk those back, while claiming progress in negotiations toward a diplomatic agreement. Toy went on to list a few reasons that Trump might stick to his guns this time, including Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent previewing a campaign of economic isolation like the world has never seen before last week, and the United Arab Emirates, UAE, seemingly putting the first phase of economic D-Day into effect on Wednesday by suspending its hefty trade with Iran following an Iranian missile attack. The neighbors across the Gulf share deep cultural and historical ties, and the UAE, home to a sizable Iranian community, had been a major trading partner for U.S. sanctioned Iran, at least before the war, the article observed. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi responded to Trump's warning by accusing the U.S. president of using Iran as a distraction from his domestic political problems. "The so-called economic day is a diversion from America's own crisis, unprecedented debt and surging interest costs," Araghchi wrote in his own social media post on X. "Doubling down on failed policies will only bring further defeat and enmity of Iranians. U.S. economic terrorism threatens global economy and sovereignty worldwide," he wrote. "Watch, I got to know 'em," Trump doubles down labeling scum, sick people Iranian regime. The Iranian foreign minister was referring to a report on Wednesday that America's national debt has exceeded $40 trillion, after growing at roughly $1 trillion every 5 months. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told CNBC that maintaining maximum economic pressure would make it unnecessary for a large-scale kinetic restart against Iran. Bessent said he would hold a press conference on Monday to outline the details of the greatest coordinated economic isolation in the history of the world. "It is a 1-2 punch. We have the blockade, and we are going to have the toughest sanctions in history. We are going to collapse this regime," he said. Bessent followed up on Trump's Truth Social post by saying America would tell its allies, "You are either with us, or against us." He said every nation would be warned that doing business with Iran, by either transferring money, buying their oil, or doing seaborne ship transfers would bring down the full might and force of the U.S. government and Treasury against them. "It is time for our allies and the rest of the world to make a decision. We are going to squash the economy of this murderous regime," he said.